This is Dr. Robert Abley shining a spotlight on freedom. Barack Obama is now president-elect. Congratulations are surely in order. He has proven himself victorious over all obstacles, and now he will have to fulfill his promise of change with which he captured the imagination of many voters, especially our young voters. Perhaps the biggest change has already come. With the Obama victory, African Americans are now truly coming of age and will be in a position of demonstrating to the world, as Jackie Robinson did to the world of baseball, that not only can blacks play politics with whites, but that they can play the role of cleanup hitter and get the values of liberty, equality, and fraternity home from the bases on which they were stranded by the Bush administration's poor batting average. So, Mr. Obama, you are about to step up to the plate, and now is the time you must be able to swing masterfully at the pitches that have already been set up to be thrown at you. A tanking economy, an anxious people, three foreign wars that are threatening our economy and our very soul as a culture, and a domestic war between the rich and the rest of us, as well as a badly tarnished reputation in the world. How can you deal with all these fastballs that will be coming at you? My suggestion is that you stand firm in the batter's box of solid American values and swing with the knowledge that these values are the source of your power. First, stay true to your understanding that the fundamental tenet of American justice is equality. This means not only the racial equality that you have achieved with your victory, but social and economic equality as well. Remember your Chicago brothers and sisters, whom you helped to organize in your earlier career. Remember that they will either benefit or suffer as the result of your economic and social decisions. Remember that as they suffer, so do others in our society. And as they thrive, so does society. Keep your pledge not to raise taxes on those who make less than $250,000 a year. Work to stop the influence of money on Capitol Hill. You can do all this by first dumping your economic advisors and starting fresh. Your main advisors, Penny Pritzker and Robert Rubin, have both been deeply involved in causing the financial mess we are in. Start fresh. Start with people who really believe in economic equality and who understand that equality means that decisions taken to advantage one class must also be beneficial to other classes. Remember that equality means equal treatment, and that equal treatment means equal distribution of the benefits, opportunities, and burdens of society. When the burdens go to the many and the benefits to the few, as we saw in the gift to Wall Street a few weeks ago, your administration will no longer be able to claim justice on its side. Second, remain true to your stated commitment to liberty. Liberty is correctly defined as you seem to understand it in the primaries. The condition for the self-actualization of all members of society without oppression from others and without one group warring on others, as the Republicans have been so adept at doing for the past 28 years. Remember that liberty means nothing if it is not extended to everyone. Remember also that liberty is not confined to monetary and material acquisition, but extends to personal goals and aspirations of each member of society. So make your decisions wisely by keeping in mind that the good of the country depends on your returning personal liberty to the people. This means that you must immediately put a halt to government spying on citizens, end U.S. territorial aggression against other countries, condemn and stop the use of torture, and most of all, return us to a new sense of dignity that comes from the recognition that our freedom is what allows us to do truly great things in the world. Remember also that freedom does not come from the end of a gun barrel. That means that we need you to fulfill your promise to get us out of Iraq and to close the black hole of Guantanamo Bay. These are antithetical to freedom. Third, remain true to your claim that democratic values include fraternity. Remember the French experience that led to their claiming that brotherhood was a primary democratic value. Men of all countries are brothers. He who oppresses one nation declares himself enemy of all. End the practice of U.S. oppression and dominance over others, and work to embrace all as partners in a dialogue. Pay no attention to those on the right who call you an appeaser, for they have nothing to offer the world but hatred and violence. Most of all, remember that fraternity means community, and community is formed by building consensus and mutual understanding. Give us such an ideal, and dare us to dream it again. Finally, do not let the onslaught you will receive over the next 4 years from the Republican slur machine and their corporate media mouthpiece distract you from your task of returning America to its primary values of liberty, equality, and fraternity for all. The haters from the corporatized elite and the far right will always be there rooting for you to fail, and you have only 4 years to show them wrong and to seal your legacy. Be brave and stalwart in your pursuit of justice for all, with malice toward none. If you follow these basic values that are not only American, but global, not only democratic, but human, your presidency will be a success, and you will hit a grand slam to the delight not only of your fellow citizens, but of the world. Robert Abley, SpotlightOnFreedom.com.